You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The city has three active navigation centers now. The first opened in 2015 in the Mission District. Soon, the Mission will get a temporary second one that'll cost $2.5 million to operate for about half a year. For many neighbors, that's a good thing, but some still have concerns. KLW's Laura Wenis has more.
An abandoned industrial building on the southern border of San Francisco's Mission District is about to become the city's newest navigation center. It's at 26th Street and South Van Ness Avenue. The shelter is expected to open this week, and it will only be around for 9 months or so before it's removed and housing is built on the site. Neighbors I spoke with in this area generally liked the idea of having a navigation center here. People like local resident Marvin Garcia know the homeless need somewhere to go.
Bueno, yo no deseo lo mismo, ¿no? Pero sí es muy buena idea que hagan algo sobre ellos.
He says, when I see them, it bothers me because I think I wouldn't want the same. But yes, it's a very good idea that they do something about them. Other people in the district are more critical, according to resident Noam Zoke.
I had some neighbors put some flyers on my house and on my car talking about how having a navigation center is going to, you know, cause more trouble. And I haven't seen any proof of that.
He tells me he's had his car windows smashed twice in 2 months on Shotwell near 26th Street. But rather than get angry, he sees that as a sign that people need help.
I think that, you know, whoever vandalized my car is possibly the same person who might benefit from having a navigation center and get some help and get off the street or get whatever they need to help them. So that's my basic take on it.
Police say they plan to increase patrols in the neighborhood, and the new navigation center will have a private security guard. Francesca Pastine lives within a block of the project and likes the concept, but she has some concerns. Among them, the center will provide 120 beds, which she says is almost as many people as live on the whole block. She's done some research and found a study about the 16th Street Navigation Center. The city controller's office and the nonprofit that run the shelter evaluated its first year of work. The study indicates that the bigger a shelter gets, the harder it is to funnel clients into housing efficiently. And the study noted other limitations.
Apparently, the navigation centers are ill-equipped, according to the study, to really deal with the population of addiction and mental illness. And because of that, those people fail to go through and find themselves back in the street and back in tent encampments. So that's a whole other category, and I think the city has to really come to some hard decisions about that.
Pastine has been writing emails to the San Francisco Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing expressing her concerns. A spokesperson responded, saying the navigation centers offer access to mental health and drug treatment programs to those who need them. The program is popular among people who are sent there. As far as Betty Cordova is concerned, the shelter is welcome. She's been on the street near the new center for 6 months on and off, supporting her boyfriend, who's homeless.
I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think I'm gonna check it out, and I know that my boyfriend's thinking about doing it too, because most shelters or transitional housing, they had a lot of rules and limitations on people. They couldn't come and go as they pleased. So, you know, you end up staying outside because you don't want to adhere to the rules they have. But I think it's gonna be great for this area.
The navigation center is designed to make it easier to get in and get help. That might include help getting documents in order or getting enrolled in public benefits like Medi-Cal or getting rental subsidies. The new site will also have on-site job training. Over at 16th and Mission, the city's first navigation center has been up and running for more than 2 years now. Russell Jefferson says he's been staying there about a month. He says before that, he'd been on the street for more than 15 years.
It helps me stay off the streets. I'm out on the streets, and for the things that I needed to do that I wasn't doing while I was homeless on the streets, I'm afforded the time to do it now and a little direction as far as going about doing it.
This navigation center feels very different from the new site just over a mile south of here. It's on a busy street that has long attracted people who just hang out, and the area is no stranger to homeless encampments either. Neighbors at local meetings have claimed again and again that they're fed up with the loitering, drug use, and tents. Cleanliness is a huge concern, especially for business owners like Wesley Britton, who runs a hotel a few doors down from the shelter. I ask him if the navigation center has changed things on Mission.
I think it helped at the beginning, like I said, because before it was just an empty plot. So those people would hang out there anyway. It was just an empty space, and it would be dirt and rats everywhere at night, you know, because there would be food left over. And so now that's the only problem, is that there's still some people sitting out there at night. And, you know, so if people are sitting outside my property at night, I would do something about it.
The Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing says the people loitering are not the people in the shelter. And when I ask around, a lot of people don't even know there's a shelter here. But Raul Thomas, who lives nearby on 15th Street, knows about the center.
It was kind of tidy today, actually.
Is it not usually?
Well, on the street in front of it, it's not. But I know inside it's probably very clean, and I'm very glad that it's there, because otherwise there'd be that many more people out here on the sidewalks.
That could change again soon. Like the 26th Street Navigation Center, this one is temporary. A huge building full of affordable housing is going to be built where the shelter is now. Once that's done, the plan will be to send homeless people to the other navigation centers elsewhere around the city. In San Francisco, I'm Laura Wenis for Cross Currents.